TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show. Previously on TanCast.
Welcome to Late Night TanCast, baby. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
Yeah, this is Noah. I'm recording this topless, ladies. Yeah.
One of us is at his in-law's house.
Yes, it's me.
And that's why his mic sounds like shit. Shittier, I should say.
I'm going to get my drink on before the tank. Did I say that already?
Yep.
Did you really drink? I thought you were just being silly.
I had 2 beers.
Well, I had 2 glasses of wine, which is like the gay version of what you did.
I had some grape juice, which is like the totally gay version of what you did.
Oh, man, I know who I want to see on CNN. There's a, I think I talked about her on TanCast before, but there's a weather girl in Atlanta called Dagmar Midcap. Dagmar's tickled biddies tell you what the weather will be like later. They point to all the high-pressure systems in my pants.
Oh, wait, it's Van. Van from Netcot.
Hello.
It's Van, everybody!
So why did I join you guys on this call again?
Because Tim has a man crush on you.
Or would it be a Van crush?
Well, this is TanCast After Dark.
I saw a movie.
What'd you see, Noah?
Good segue.
I saw Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, how was that?
It was pretty good. It wasn't Tarantino's best movie, I would say, but it was decent.
Hang on a second. It is time for Noah to unplug and replug.
Alright, hold on.
And now, the conclusion.
Alright, I'm back. Do you want to sync it up again?
Yeah, and this way, Van will be synced up with us as well.
Great. Van, do you remember the procedure?
I'm bending over. Wait, no.
Okay. Breathe out very slowly. Just try to relax.
Moon River.
My name is Tim.
Nice. We never even told that story. We just used that "my name is Tim" yelling thing over and over again.
Well, we can tell it after we sync up, and I'll finish my movie review.
All right. Okay. All right. In 3, 2, 1. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
So, what I was going to say, so Mike Myers is in it, which is not really a spoiler, because if you watch the credits at the beginning, it says he's in it. And it's so hard to take him seriously as an actor, because he's not playing, like, I think maybe his role's kind of supposed to be funny, but not really, and it's just like, all I think of is, like, you know, Austin Powers and, what the fuck, Love Guru. I'm like, I can't take you serious anymore, Mike Myers, I'm sorry.
Anymore. Was there ever a point where you're like, this guy's a thespian and he's on his way to big things? I see him in King Lear.
Perhaps not. But it always seems like he's about to bust into like character and do some weird thing. But so one thing I didn't like about it is like, so there's one scene where they're talking about one of the characters and they focus in on him. They have like these credits that come up and they give him like a little backstory. But they only did it with him. And I kind of wish they like had done it with everyone. Like, that was part of the Inglourious Basterds group, but it's kind of like they introduce you to the Inglourious Basterds, and then there's this whole other big plot line that's going along for the rest of the movie. And I would say go see it. It was enjoyable. I like me some Brad Pitt. I have a little man crush on him.
Don't we all?
And has Eli Roth in it. Has some hot ladies. Samuel Jackson does some narration.
Oh, snap. Malcolm Ingram, not a fan of Eli Roth. I don't know if you've listened to the last two... No.
92.
There was 2 Smodcasts in a row where Malcolm Ingram was on.
Yeah, I think it was 92 where he was putting down Eli Roth. I have nothing against him.
Did we ever give a review of the movie we saw together? You and I?
No, we didn't. We saw... What did we see?
What movie did we even see? I don't remember.
District 9.
Ah, yes!
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. I felt the ending was a little wanting.
Really? But just the ending?
I felt it was one of those arty endings where it's like, you decide what happens next.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, there may be another one. Who knows? Who can say?
I don't know. It just didn't seem like the type of movie that's like, District 10, coming this fall.
Well, yeah, this is true. I enjoyed it. Oh, my wife's coworkers would say they didn't like it, that it was, I can't remember what they say, but I'm like, well, there's like a lot of, you know, undertones to it. You know, it's not just on the face of like, this is the movie. There's a lot of like undertones of like, you know, segregation and racism. Yeah. And
yeah, I was trying to tell what it was actually supposed to be an analogy for. Like I was like, you know, I'm used to my Star Trek analogies where it's like, this guy is black on one side and white on the other because we're talking about racism. You can draw these parallels clearly. This District 9, I was like, so is this about terrorism? Is this about xenophobia? Where is the map? I need a clearly drawn map in between sci-fi and what you're talking about.
Well, so originally, it was... So there's a, it's based on a short movie that guy did. And mm-hmm. I read originally when the interviews that they did with people where they're talking bad about not about the aliens, is actually they're actually talking about other people in Africa, like another group.
Oh.
And, you know, and they're like, you know, they made it seem like they're talking about aliens, but they're actually talking about actual people. So I think, you know, it's like two, I mean, they made it alien, but basically it's kind of like, you know, and also, I mean, I think the undertakes are like, these black people are getting down on this alien race, you know, when, you know, they suffered so much, you know, being segregated and, you know, not treated as humans, even though these aliens weren't humans, but...
Oh, we're all human, yeah. According to Captain Kirk in Star Trek VI.
I keep waiting for Noah to finish the sentence.
Go ahead, Andy.
No. I'm actually just waiting for you to finish the sentence to see if you'll do it. Not because I want to jump in. I just want to hear I want to hear a period.
Period.
He finished a couple of thoughts with but and then switched to something else.
You want to hear a period? Why don't you put the mic up to your wife's crotch once every 28 days? Boom!
That was uncalled for.
Hold my son up there and say, you know what that is? That's a wasted little brother or sister.
Oh. or a Hermie.
Oh, or a Hermie.
Both.
What would you call a Hermie? Is he a brother? Is she a sister? How does that work?
A shim.
A shim.
There was a shim that had the hots for Noah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think we told this story.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It bears repeating.
I was like, so... I don't know if you know how me and Tim met then. We met working at a movie theater. And it was amazing the people that got for the interview process. So first you had to go for a group interview. And then if they decided you were good enough, then you had to do a one-on-one interview. How the fuck did like people slip through the cracks?
Because it was all a farce. They needed people. They're like, well, she's not that great. We have nobody to work this weekend. She's hired.
And they would ask you questions like, if you were an animal, what animal would you be?
What is the point of that question in a movie theater?
I don't know.
I had to ask it.
The manager...
When I move...
Is the manager sitting there thinking, oh, you know what? We want everything but cheetahs. No cheetahs here, thank you.
I mean, does someone really go, I want to be a big bear so I fucking rip people apart and eat their heads? Like, you know what I mean? Are they really, like, psychoanalyzing what they say?
I want to be a dog so I can hump your leg, baby.
Tim, did they have like a chart of
they
animals?
Had nothing. They were like, I think they were just like, just make sure they say something. I was like, well, we could do anything. I could just go, when I stop talking, say words. Go. Make sure they have a positive attitude. None of them have a positive attitude. They're interviewing for a barely above minimum wage job.
I've always wondered if there's a wrong answer to a question like that. Like, I want to be a gay panda so I can contribute to the downfall of my species.
You know, that probably would not get you a second interview.
It might. That might be the cleverest answer they hear.
Well, I mean, maybe in the
well,
South.
Well, at least he's thinking. And worldly.
I want to be coral.
My mom was recently talking to somebody about, like, how early I was counting, and she's like, yeah, you know, at one, he's pointing to two pillows on the ground and going, two, whoa, whoa. I guess whoa, whoa was my word for pillow or something like that. And I go, you want to see what my genius son knows how to do? And I start clapping my hands, and he starts clapping along. I said, but you see, in Georgia, that is a marketable skill because he can be that guy standing next to the banjo player just clapping.
It's stomping your foot.
Yep. Clap and stop. Crap stop. Crap stop.
No.
So, what was the shim story?
Oh, so... Yeah. So, one of the people that got hired was a shim, we assume. No one knew for sure, right?
We were all pretty sure it was a girl, but...
Not a girl.
I don't know. You know what? You know,
God's plan had gone completely wrong with this girl.
That hesitation in Tim's answer tells me he knew. He knew.
Did I? I knew biblically.
It was a brief 2-second pause where he's thinking to himself, "Keep it together, Tim. Play up the front.
Keep it cool."
No one was there. No one could have seen.
They can't see the sweat
or the tears.
My name is Tim. We have to tell that story too. So did she tell me or did she tell someone else? I think she told me. Or so I don't know, but basically, yeah, she's had a crush on me along with Randy, the fat lady. Not that there's anything wrong with being fat, but she wore stretch pants that had a hole in the crotch, and she kind of smelled.
She didn't tend to herself. Well, there was odor. There was odor. Something was trapped in there. It didn't get out.
I remember when I was showing the box office with her. She's like, she was talking about good looking guys. She's like, "You're not bad looking, Noah." I was like, "Oh, thank you."
Wait, so the shim had a crush on you and...
I could have had a threesome with the shim and Randy. I don't know if I should say her name.
Okay.
Oh, well. I don't think she's listening.
Who, Randy or the shim?
Randy. I don't remember the shim's name.
I was going to say, I'm gonna go ahead and bet that Randy is not listening.
You ever wonder what happened to those people?
Yeah.
Well, I know what happened to some of them.
I was about to say no, but I was like, yeah, sometimes I do.
Oh, good old times. There was that one guy, Conrad, I'm going to say his name, fucking stunk up the break room. Like, he would leave, and you'd come in 10 minutes later, you knew he was there. He had the strongest BO alive.
He had funk.
Fucking, it was like, he needed left and right guard. Oh, man. I don't know if I missed that place.
When I was up in the Bay, I was Stephanie wanted us to come over and like help her kill some time during this film festival because she was at the theater, and it was weird walking around like, wow, there's not much that has changed, and yet it's, you know, I felt like something happened, and I started to go help, and I was like, wait, I don't work anymore, nor do I even care.
Wait, it's a popcorn spill. Get it, stat.
I was like, even when I worked here, I wouldn't be this hop to it.
You barely cared then.
I mean, I wasn't as bad as I was at the radio station towards the end. I didn't care a lot.
And then what ended up happening in the movie theater? They closed down in the middle of the night and snuck everything out.
Ah, yes. They hired me back to close it down because they knew if anybody wants to shut this place down, Tim Babb does.
So it was the middle of the night and they're like sneaking equipment out and put it on a truck.
We didn't even wait for the theater to actually close that day. We just canceled a bunch of showings, and people were like, hey, can I see the 7 o'clock big night? And we're like, oh, there's something wrong with the projector. And if they could see behind me, someone was taking apart and wheeling out the projector behind them. Yeah. That was the problem with the projector.
You actually had someone work in the box office?
Yeah.
Selling no tickets?
I still remember I was walking by. It was some like after-work social thing that I'd been doing, so it's, you know, kind of late. I'm walking by, and I think I just stopped by there and knocked on the door to see if anybody was there, you know, like if any of you guys were in there, and it was like all locked up. I'm like, that's weird. It's like 8 o'clock. And I think it was OG Steph, like, comes running out. It's like, come in. What? We're closing the theater. This is bizarre. We had the men's room and women's room signs ripped off the bathroom walls.
Jesus
very,
Christ.
Very quickly thereafter.
We had one. We had one at the Tan House, either the men or women's restroom sign.
We had one of each.
Was that afterwards? I thought I ripped it off beforehand.
Oh, that's right, because one did break off. But no, I swear we had
one.
No.
Yeah, we ripped one of each off that night, and we put the men's room. We were going to put the men's room sign on our bathroom of our shitty little apartment, and the women's room sign on the bedrooms.
Yeah.
That's what.
Which I think means come in here and take a shit on us.
Somehow, women instinctively knew to do that.
You got the
somehow
face for
women
it.
Knew not to come into our apartment and look around and do anything.
That's not true. One time there was a woman there. At our old... Rachel randomly came over for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I remember... What? Yes. That'll be bleeped out, but yes.
Okay.
You're going to have a lot of editing to do.
Tim always does.
We like to name drop. Watch your feet.
That is my life with this podcast, man.
Noah has a tendency to blurt things.
Let's be fair. We all have a tendency to blurt things.
I mean, like, how am I supposed to know it's Rachel? Maybe there's another Rachel.
Yeah. I once actually blurted my own last name. I think I'll edit that for you. I'm no longer very mysterious if my last name's just out there floating around.
His last name is Fat Guy.
Yep.
Super Fat Guy.
Andy Mc... Oh, God, my belt.
So, Tim, you should tell your story. My name is Tim.
Oh, well, see, that's another delicate one where I don't want to tell all the details because I know some people who are involved with the story and might be friends with the person I'm talking about might be listening. So, there's going to be I'll be tiptoeing through some landmines as I tell this story. But there was this guy I was friends with, I would hang out with, and he liked to make fun of people. He's kind of like the Bugs Bunny friend, you know. He's fun to hang out with because he it's so funny when he makes fun of other people. The price you pay for that, occasionally one of those people is you.
Oh, so he's like all my friends?
Ooh, that was a good line, Andy. You gotta give Andy props for that one.
Damn.
If we
skippy.
Were still counting the funny things Andy said, that would be another one. We spent a year counting all the funny things Andy said.
Yeah, I was going to say, by the way, I'd like to take this opportunity to say, fuck you, Noah. We're like in April, and Noah's like, oh, damn, that's 22. It's only April. You got to slow down.
Don't waste it all at once.
Well, you had said you only said 3 a year, and you blasted that out in January.
Yeah, blasted that out New Year's Eve, but Noah continued to count for the goddamn year.
I never counted.
I continued to count.
Well, you both did.
I had it written down somewhere.
I think the moral of that story is I hate you both. Now go ahead and go back to talking about your Bugs Bunny friend.
All right. So we both knew this common friend who was just so unfortunate. Like, everything that could be not right in terms of attractiveness was not right. Like, she was huge. She had bad hair, bad skin, bad teeth. Just so unfortunate. But she was huge. And she would wear clothing that huge women shouldn't wear, or huge men. Nobody should wear these clothes. You know what I'm saying?
And you're stepping through landmines with this description? That's your... I'm going to step through landmines. She was huge. I mean,
let me tell
bad,
you. She had a sister, and she ate her. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, she doesn't even have a first name. That's why I'm stepping through landmines.
All right.
She would sit there and the shirt would get caught in her folds, and so it would just, like, she would move, and she would move back, and now you could see just this big brisket hanging down.
Brisket.
You could carve some of her side flab off and feed a Somalian family for 4 months. Just flab, hanging. Anyway.
Tasty.
Now that you've got that picture.
Who wants rolls?
Now that you've got that picture in your mind, Bugs Bunny friend was like, what if a large lady just kidnapped you and just made you her sexual toy? And like, you, after a few months, like, she wouldn't even call you by name, and you'd just be, she'd be, you know, mounting you, and you'd be like, my name is Tim! My name is Tim! Still not doing the story justice, but that, whoa, alright.
I'm dying.
No problem. Still not doing the story justice, but that gets the major gist of it. That's where it came from, where you'd forget your name because you were being fucked to death by Ginormo.
And it leaves us all with a powerful visual.
Like the number 10.
It's amazing we're such an obscure podcast and can't really break over to the mainstream. Like, I'm surprised iTunes hasn't featured us. What are you waiting for, iTunes?
Where is our sponsors?
Yeah, we're Audible, come on.
You sponsor every other podcast out there, come on.
So, Tim, it's been a while since this whole Michael Jackson thing, and I'm concerned about you. How are you holding up?
I'm doing good. Apparently they announced today that his death has been officially ruled either a homicide or manslaughter.
Yeah, and that's kind of what made me think of it. I was going to call you today, and I was not interested in calling you. But I did think about you briefly.
I was taking a shit. It was kind of skinny
and brown
hit
my
like
nose,
you.
And I was like, that reminds me of Tim. Yeah, someone else messaged me about it. Like, there was no context. Like, did you hear about MJ? I was like, he's back.
Dead.
What do you mean? What do you mean to hear about MJ? I thought there's not much more to hear about MJ.
He's doing the Thriller video again, but this time for real.
Oh, Bill Maher did a joke about that. He's like, they need to either bury Michael Jackson or send his body on that tour. Because you know, they've just had him out and they're doing all these tests and moving him here and there, and like they haven't buried him and they haven't decided where. And he goes, I don't know what's worse, the fact that Michael Jackson is going to be a zombie or the fact that he saw it coming. And they showed it, like, a brief still from the Thriller video. And the audience moaned. Like, that was the most offensive thing he'd ever said. And he's like, really? Really? And I completely agreed with him. Like, really? You're going to pull back at this point?
She was an icon, my friend.
I'm just saying, they had spent the last, like, 15 minutes talking about how Jesus was, like, made up and silly and, you know, like, all the religions are bullshit and, like, Michael Jackson is a zombie, you're gonna awe on that one?
Michael Jackson's bigger than Jesus.
I'm gonna say no, Michael Jackson is not bigger than Jesus. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
You could be right.
Did I tell you about the argument I had while I was in line for that that NBC thing in San Diego where somebody was arguing that some random soccer player none of us had ever heard of was bigger than Michael Jackson?
It was like, we got proof right here. We don't know who the fuck that guy is.
I was like, literally no one in the group had heard of who the hell he was talking about. It's like, yeah, but he's big in like other countries. I was like, all right.
So is Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
As evidenced by the fact that villagers in, you know, fucking boondock nowhere who don't have televisions were crying when they heard the news 14 weeks later via smoke signal.
Where are you going on vacation this year? Boondock nowhere. Boondock nowhere. Vacation destination sponsoring the Tancast podcast. Mm-hmm.
Thank
oh, hey, so speaking of disposing of the dead, I certainly was not in Pismo on Saturday night dumping my dad's ashes, because that would be illegal. But
smooth, dude. Smooth.
But during the period of time where I certainly was not doing anything illegal, it somehow, oddly, incongruously, in the middle of August, started to rain in California.
Yes. It was like that. Like, I was at Disneyland Friday, and it was like it was really cloudy, and it seemed like it could rain at any second. And so I imagine further up the coast it probably did.
Yeah,
it did.
It rained any second, and then several seconds after that, and then it continued. Yeah, and I noticed that if you walk out into the ocean in the middle of the night when it's very, very dark, waves can suddenly come in that are a little bit bigger than you were expecting, and you don't have any warning about how big those waves are going to be.
Almost as though walking out into the ocean in the middle of the night is a dumb fucking idea.
Yeah. So to any listeners out there, I'm not saying that's what I was doing on Saturday, but I am saying if you take a wave in the crotch in the middle of the night and it's cold and raining, that's going to be a fun ride home.
Tancast, we're idiots.
I bet it was fucking cold. I don't like the ocean. Like,
yeah, the ocean's cold during the day when the sun's out.
I get up to my thighs, I'm like, that's close enough.
I was actually trying to head out to about calf, and I caught a wave right in the balls, so it was definitely higher than expected.
Why do you bring a flashlight or a lantern? Haven't you learned anything from, like, horror movies of the 80s?
Because, Tim, if you're out there not doing anything illegal, then you certainly wouldn't have any problem with police seeing you. Was that enough negatives? Yes, I'm going to stand by that.
I'm lost. I need a map. I'm writing this down. Not doing
okay.
Nothing.
I almost tripped over my own phone. I mean, my own cord there thing.
Are you walking around again?
Yes, I'm burning CDs on my laptop, and so I keep walking back and forth from the computer to my laptop.
Tim cannot sit down during Tancast.
I'm a fidgety feller.
He's like, I got to
explore. Your focus is amazing. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to record the show, I'm going to give it 100%. Or, you know, 100% until something else comes up.
Tim focus like a laser on everything
Tancast
else.
Tancast is not 100% kind of deal. We're in the low 70s.
You know what? You don't want to come out at 100% because then you got nowhere to go.
Exactly.
It's all about pacing.
Set the expectations low.
That's what those other podcasts like Nedcot failed, where they're like, oh, look, we're awesome. And then it's like, here's more awesome.
And now I'm screwed.
Whereas we're like, we're shitty. Now we're slightly less shitty. Hot damn! Look at Tancast.
Tancast. Slightly less shitty than before.
Andy, that's another phrase. Write it down. Put it on the site.
Listen next week when we might be better than last week.
I don't tell any of my family what the fuck I do. Well, they kind of know I do, but luckily my mom's not smart enough to actually use a computer that well, so I'm good.
I've explicitly warned my mother never to listen, and she has taken my warning and has never listened.
That's nice.
And warns her friends not to listen.
No! I can see her jumping.
Well, not like she's like, listen, Tim tells me that that's, it's not, like, here's his act, and you can see his act at this place and that place and this place, but this little, whatever this little crazy thing he does on the internet, that's nothing like his act, and he says it's probably not for us.
So I got one. I got one. Tancast. Not even our moms listen. What do you think?
Oddly enough, my mom actually does listen from time to time.
Really?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Not just that
is.
Once? Like, she's actually come back for another helping? Like,
every once in a while,
terrible.
Iris subjects
another.
My mom to another dosage of Tancast.
Ah.
Is Iris still listening on a regular basis?
Apparently.
Iris, where are you? Haven't heard anything from you.
Hey, right Iris. What's going on?
Also, hello to Victoria, which is Anastasia's sister. Anastasia. Mm. One listener we managed to offend still brought on a family member to listen.
Maybe she hates that family member.
That could be it.
Here, listen to this.
You know what? Fuck you. Listen to
I'll
this.
I'll teach you to take my shirt without asking. Listen to fucking Tancast. Oh, no. Why, God, no.
What was that thing you liked that Scott said about, that's my shirt?
What he was saying? It was, Kevin, this is a Smodcast reference. Kevin Smith was asking what would happen if Scott had found out that his wife was actually his sister.
Would you seek to have it annulled, or would you go through the divorce proceeding?
I think that we would talk about it and talk about what we wanted to do.
Would you find it weird to talk to her?
I don't think that part would be weird.
Would
I
you
mean,
start fighting with her like a sister?
Yeah. Like, where's my shirt?
Is that a fight that you had with your sister?
I was like, what are you fighting? She said accusatory.
Where's my shirt?
Those two are funny.
Indeed.
Do you listen to any podcasts, Van, besides your own?
Way to imply that he's just like, yeah, Van.
No, he's
turn on some Van and listen to Van.
He's got to listen to it to edit it.
No, I go straight from recording my show to listening my show. It carries me through to the next recording.
This is some good
do
stuff.
Do you fall
that
asleep
man,
to the sultry sounds of your own voice?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I do. I'm like, damn, I sound
that'd
good.
That'd be kind of weird. I never fall asleep listening to Tagcast.
I have.
I've fallen asleep recording Tagcast.
Like, I'll be done editing it, and then I'll go to recheck it. Or, like, and then I'll go to bed, but my mind is still like, chick, 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 chick. So I'll just listen to Tancast, and then Andy will say something, and...
Mm-hmm.
Done. Nothing? All right. I thought that was funny.
Gotta blame the fat guy for everything.
Sometimes
oh, there's no food in the fridge.
Things.
I bet it was Andy. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there in the living room going, what? Why are you coming back, Noah?
What?
Why don't you blame it on Noah, I think? Was
yeah.
The
oh, okay.
But anyway, back to Van and what other podcasts you might listen to.
Yeah, I listen to like weird selection stuff.
Now Van's doing it.
It's happened to Van.
Now Van's having the same problem that Noah's having. We're hearing your audio is messed up and repeating itself. So I think you need to unplug your mic and then plug it back in. But you might want to save your Audacity file first because that it might...
crash.
Crash. Thank you.
All right, give me a sec.
This Tancast mic fail is brought to you by the Talking Joke Machine Contest. Remember, find the link in the show notes and post that picture somewhere in your social networking site, and then send us a link to it at fucktardsatancast.com, and you could win Jackie's Talking Joke Machine.
What goes peck, 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 bang? That's a chicken in a minefield.
And now, back to the show. And we're back. And so, before we left, Van was about to tell us other podcasts he listens to.
Yeah, so I listen to, like, a lot of weird, random stuff. So, Mac OS Ken.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
What else? WDW Today.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
Which is a Disney thing. WrestleCast.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
Which is all about wrestling.
Really? You're into that?
Oh, huge wrestling fan.
Oh, look who just outed himself who doesn't listen to Netcot. Noah the Faggot.
I fully admit I don't listen to that cop.
You're a bastard.
It's all good.
Just not really my thing.
You know what? I listen to enough Netcot for both of us, so we're covered.
As do I.
I did listen to the episode that Tim was on.
Well, see, they're not all that bad. He normally it's just him. Like, there's no.
I was actually impressed. I'm like, look at that. He has like a schedule. We're gonna do this now. We're gonna do this. I was impressed.
Yeah, I remember because you said when Van was on last time, you're like, all right, Van, I need to warn you. We don't have a schedule. We don't plan things out.
We mostly just sit around and imply that we're all gay for about an hour, and then we sign off.
At the end, you guys are like, good work, people. See y'all next time. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you like Mac OS Ken? I've never heard of this one. I assume it's about Mac OS, so.
Oddly enough, it's about Microsoft.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's nice and short, which is kind of how I like my podcasts.
I like the short ones. I listen to, what's his name? Mac Break Weekly.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
Or with Leo Laporte. That fucking guy got a million podcasts. And his can get fucking long.
Yeah.
I like the short
ones. So that's the thing. Like, Netcod is, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes, something like that, every single week. And I just got this thing the other day where somebody said, hey, you're up for an award. I'm like, oh, that's cool. The award category is Best Short Disney Podcast. Like, really? So 30 to 40 minutes is a short podcast. It doesn't seem like that to me.
Well, not only that, it's like Disney. That's specific.
I know.
Wait, where do we go to vote for Netcot for Best Short Disney Podcast?
I don't know. Google it.
Google it!
Hang on, I'll find a link.
He's like, fine, if you want me to win something, all right.
Well, because here's the deal. I mean, very cool. I'm. But it's like, it's like American Idol-style voting, where you can vote as many times as you want. So you can literally sit there and just go, Netcot vote, Netcot vote, Netcot vote. So what's the, you know, what's the deal with that?
That shows who has the most devoted listeners.
Or who can write a script.
Exactly.
Oh, is that the link?
I got the link.
All right, there it is. It's in the show notes. Vote for Netcot.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
As many times as you like.
Hey, Tim, can the link sound this week be the word Dagmar?
What? What's Dagmar?
Dagmar, the woman, the hot woman. The hot weather lady, right?
How soon you forget.
Yeah, but what sound does she have?
No, just her name.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
No.
30% chance of big titties.
It's gonna be the Super Friends change scene sound.
Alright.
Alright.
Because while I was waiting for Mr. I Can't Plan for When I'm Traveling to finally be able to record a podcast, I started editing together some of the earlier and later chunks of the show. Ass.
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Me?
Look, Van's here. He wasn't even supposed to be here. You can't even show up on time, Andy.
I'm just kidding.
I thought you were going to go with Tim quit being such a dick. If Andy hadn't have postponed it, we wouldn't have had Van on as a guest. But no, you took it another way. And I appreciate it.
What do you think? Am I going to be nice to Andy? Fuck that.
Andy, did you stop breathing again?
I love you.
Oh, we lost him.
I saw Spike.
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
You don't have to cry. Just put on your Crocs. It'll be okay.
My Crocs are in Georgia. Ass.
Wait, they got 50% off up here. Pick up a pair, too.
I haven't posted this yet, but I took a picture when I was driving up and back there at this rest stop. They had Croc-style cell phone holders. They look like Crocs, but you put your cell phone in them.
I'm Dagmar Midcap.
Oh, did you get one for Andy?
Of course not. Oh. I'm not going to purchase anything Croc-related.
Van, do you own any Crocs?
Hell no.
I was like, there's a 50% that Andy may have somebody, a co-warrior.
No,
I
mean,
the croc fight.
As a guy, there are two reasons why you can ever, or two excuses you can use for wearing Crocs. One is you're a doctor, right? Because you don't want blood and crap all over your shoes. I get that. And the
so
second
you want
is
your socks
gay.
Or your feet.
Why not? You know, it's like it's a first layer of protection, right? You know. But then the second is that you're gay.
Well, we know Andy's not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Wait, we have a couple gay listeners. Do gay people wear Crocs? Right in. Let us know.
I think gay people got better fashion sense than that.
Exactly. They're the ones who are supposed to teach the straight people what to wear. Why would they wear Crocs?
They're that fashion forward. I'm one step behind them, and you guys will catch up next year.
Maybe they're closeted gays who wear the Crocs. That's like the signal.
I should also say that I got that explanation from somebody who was gay. So
right.
It's not
oh,
like
really?
Van coined it. It's just like somebody told me that, and I'm like, no, you're kidding. They're like, no, really, that's what it is. So I'm going to take their word for it.
Huh. Right. Well, look at that.
Subject matter expert.
Gay people out there, let us know.
Maybe that's
Crocs.
What gay people in Minnesota do, but gay well, people in California.
I don't know. You know what? I think the people that they're really offending with that statement, though, is doctors. I mean, we cannot have this generalization against doctors. It's just not
fair. If I was in a hospital and a doctor with Crocs was, all right, we're going to operate. No, we're not. No, we're not, sir. I will take some Pepto and shit out whatever's wrong with me. You can go the fuck away.
Nice.
There are probably some doctor wearing Crocs right now listening to this episode going, you know what? These guys are just messed up. You know what? Screw the surgery. Tie this guy up. You know, I got to go complain. I got to go write a strongly worded letter to Tancast.
First of all, if you're a doctor and you're operating while listening to Tancast, stop it.
It happens.
It's a good way to pass the time, Tim.
You're either going to laugh or be disgusted at the very wrong point. Like, oh, nicked an artery. That is, whew, that's, close him. Bag him and tag him. We lost another one.
Sum it up.
So, Van, do I at least get partial credit for the fact that I only wore the Crocs in a hospital?
Judges, I don't know.
Can we give that to them?
If you put it up to the judges, we say, fuck no.
Yes, well, clear.
See, we know that the full story is that they were purchased for a trip to Hawaii.
And that makes it better?
No, it makes it worse.
They were purchased
like,
for
the
wearing,
mitigating circumstances
like,
of only wearing them in the hospital are somewhat negated by the fact that he was like, I'm going to Hawaii, I need something to look good, croc it up.
No, it was, I am going to Hawaii, I want to wear something out into the water that is going to be, you know, at least somewhat protecting me from the sharp-ass coral, and I really don't care if it gets fucked up and floats away. These are cheap. And they float.
Sandals would have not fit the bill there, then.
I actually wound up wearing my sandals. I didn't even bring the Crocs to Hawaii.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
At least you get credit for that. You didn't bring the Crocs to Hawaii. How about that?
They would let you off the plane. They'd be like, oh, no, sir.
Yeah, he got stopped at airport security.
Excuse me, sir. Can you step over here?
I'm not a terrorist, no. You're a fashion terrorist is what you are, sir.
Yeah. Speaking of airport security, Tim, Noah,
yes.
If you're ever traveling with an infant, apparently they can't wear shoes through security either.
That is fucking hilarious.
I know what you're talking about. What is the deal with that?
I'm going to blow up the plane!
Jihad, motherfuckers! How fucked up would that be? Like, you know, I hate America so much, I'm going to blow my son's feet off.
How much explosive can you hide in their little booties?
I don't know.
I guess that would make sense. Knock up some American woman, this be some baby you don't care about, and then just stuff his feet full of TNT and fly somewhere.
Yeah, but
this is a lot of work.
It'd be tiny, tiny, tiny bombs. Really, you're just like taking your baby up in a plane and then blowing the baby's feet off. The plane's going to land fine.
Not if you strategically put his booty somewhere.
Against a window.
Explosive, you know what, decompression. Though?
We got to look at the bright side. In that scenario, you are doing a favor to somebody. You are preventing your kid from ever wearing Crocs.
Not only that, but that is the best way to get rid of a crying baby. If he has exploding shoes.
Oh.
That was the plane clapping, kind of like in Star Trek 4 after Spock did the nerve pinch on the dude.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were saying it was actual plane clapping. Like a plane like put out its wings, like, yes! I hated that kid.
Yeah, it's like a Disney cartoon where the plane actually has, you know, like the cockpit windows are the eyes, and then the little cone, the nose, is like the actual nose, and then there's a grin on the plane that talks, hi, everybody! I'm Philly Fly-A-Lot!
So, all right, how about, which is worse, a guy wearing Crocs or a guy wearing Uggs?
Oh.
Uggs.
Yeah, Uggs.
I got it better. Uggs with shorts.
Yes. Uggs with shorts and a ski cap in 90-degree weather on Venice Beach the other day. I'm just saying.
A dude?
Yes.
All right.
I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you?
You just beat the shit out of him.
It's fucking Venice Beach. You don't need a fucking ski cap.
Maybe he was cool. He's got a cool little head, Tim.
No, there's nothing cool about this guy.
No, not cool.
That.
Cold. Cold.
No.
All right.
He'll be cold when he's dead.
What, we all?
Nope. I'm going to be tepid.
I mean, lukewarm.
I'm going to keep myself under warming lamps.
Like a lizard. Are you going to get stuffed and put on a heating rock, Tim?
Yep.
Are you allowed to stuff people?
I don't know. There are weird rules about disposing of human parts, man. Like, I don't know, like, the government wants to account for where you are even when you're gone. Like, they still want to know where your meat is.
So if you hollowed out the inside and taxidermied yourself, they would, like, someone could handle those organs, just get rid of those, right? Maybe they could cremate those, and then they could have they you, like, taxidermied somewhere, just pointing, like, hey,
like
I want to be posed. Yeah, I want to have poses where you could put, like, those G.I. Joe guns in and out of my hands, so you could... You know, because you put me somewhere in the house and then dress me up for the different holidays, like Halloween. Ooh, he's a ghost. You know, Christmas, he's an Indian. I mean, Thanksgiving is an Indian. Christmas, Santa.
What if they put like an articulated frame inside of you so they could pose you as well?
No, I got one better.
What if Disney just put on full on animatronics?
Mm-hmm. That's where I was.
This is how we can make Michael Jackson's post-death zombie thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Let's get it done.
Then make it happen.
I'm on it.
I actually want to do that so that at my own funeral, I can sit up out of the casket and wave to everybody.
You know what?
Michael Jackson and Disney. Sorry, go ahead. What, Noah?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I remember I heard one time that sometimes dead bodies sit up after they're dead. I could have handled that shit. If I was fucking in a morgue and a dead body just popped up, like, oh, I got to get the fuck out of here. That was awful.
Look at that. My shift is fucking over.
Quit.
But you just started. Goodbye.
I'm going on break, as in I'm breaking out of this motherfucker.
That is what we're going to say, Tim.
Oh, I wanted to ask Van if he'd heard the rumor that they might be bringing Captain EO back for Halloween.
I have heard that movie, or that rumor. I think that's a great idea. I think they should do it. But you know,
I was just wondering if you had any inside scoop as to whether or not that may or may not be more than a rumor.
I don't. I've heard a lot of stuff about like the potential downside to doing that, which is that the movie was just going to be the movie, right? Because part of the whole experience was that the theater was geared for all sorts of special effects that were timed to the movie, and so obviously you wouldn't have that because all those theaters being repurposed for something else. And so that's the biggest reason why I've heard people say, "Nah, I don't think it's going to happen. It really wouldn't do, pay respect to the whole concept of the attraction that was, or however it was described." Some
I don't know that I would say. I mean, because like it had the lasers and the stars and the fog, and that was pretty much it. It's not like the Muppets where there's like a gajillion things that happen off the screen. They're like the Swedish Chef in the back and the two old Muppets and Sweetums and the orchestra of penguins.
Yeah, that's a good point. But you know what? It was the first 3D film that did any of that stuff, though.
Oh yeah, I concur.
You know, so that's I don't know. I'm kind of I think it would be cool. At the same time, I'm kind of like, you know what? If I want to see it, I can probably go find it on YouTube and watch it, and that's probably the way it should stay.
Yeah, but you can see it in 3D!
You know, I bet there's some program out there where you could take video and you have it converted to 3D, Tim.
I bet I don't have that program.
I bet you can get it.
I don't have it.
Okay.
Therefore, it doesn't exist.
That was an excellent meaningless argument.
It doesn't have it. It doesn't exist.
Can't argue that logic.
Do you like know any inside people at Disney, Van?
A few.
Ooh,
but you know what, the thing is, some of this stuff, you know, it's the stuff that's really good secrets that they don't want to get out, they're not going to get out. Because the people that know them are trained, and they know that they're not supposed to talk to people like me.
But I don't know, I mean, like Apple. Apple's supposed to be, like, some huge company that, you know, keeps all its secrets, but fucking shit gets out all the time. the last couple conferences they had, like you could find everything they're going to talk about before the conference even happened.
See, I think that's just leaked. I think they just leaked that stuff. Oh, yeah, to get the buzz going. Because there's a whole community around Apple that talks about what they're going to do long before and long after they announce something. And so it just adds to the overall hype. There's an article in New York Times, I think it was, not too long ago, about how Apple is known to give disinformation to its own employees. So they'll tell their employees, you know, something's going to happen just to keep them sidetracked from what is actually going to happen. I mean, when you're playing your own people like that, you can't trust stuff that's, you know, leaked or whatever.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, usually, you know, it's usually confirmed after the fact. Like, you see their conference, like, oh, that's exactly what I saw. That's exactly what it was going to look like. I don't know.
But the whole point coming up to it is, if you can't trust until you know afterwards, then you may as well guess. Oh, I think Apple's going to release popsicle-flavored laptops so you can lick them to boot them up.
That would be delicious. I prefer grape.
Yeah, and how long Apple. Have people been saying, oh, Apple is about to release something to replace the Newton? New web pad, tablet PC, fucking years, nothing.
Supposedly this year, maybe.
Yeah, well, supposedly last year, maybe. Supposedly the year
but, like,
before
I'm
that.
Not even, well, I mean, yeah, I'm saying we don't, they'll always get it right, but I'm saying, like, usually, like, when there's, you know, for example, there's something coming up in September. Like, I'm sure some of the stuff will be right about what they're going to talk about. Because, like, I read the blogs, and every time they have, like, a conference, it's like, okay, yeah, I saw that. That's exactly what they said was going to happen. That, those are the features it said it was going to have. So, like, yeah, not all of it's right, but some of it is.
Yeah, but did you know before which was going to be right and which wasn't? Or are you just looking back and going, you know, like all the cold readers, the mediums and whatever, tell you, a strange man will come up to you and 14 birds will slap you in the face and you go through your whole life and, like, a strange guy comes up to you once and you go, oh yeah, I remember they predicted that. But no birds ever slap you in the face, but you never remember that.
Well, I mean, some of it I believe. I'm like, yeah, that seems logical because, you know, they have, like, a pattern of doing stuff. Yeah. So you can kind of suss out, like, you know, okay, it's probably going to be this, it's not going to be this.
No, I'm just trying to destroy your religion.
Okay. I don't have
that's all you do, man. You just want to destroy people's religions.
Now, you, man. That's my new religion.
Destroy other people's religions?
Yep.
I like
ass.
It. Titties.
Ass. Ass, titties. By the way, super easy to use Apple laptop that my wife just got. I was trying to set it up to our wireless network. I cannot fucking figure it out to save my life.
Because you're a fucking
idiot.
Well,
that's
idiot.
Because you're a retard.
There you go.
Way to go.
Problem solved.
Both Apple clones make the same stupid Apple joke.
And Ben laughs along. So you know what?
But we don't have viruses, and we're on our wireless.
You know what, though? I got a virus on my Mac.
Really?
Dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun.
Was it herpes? If so, you got to aim away from the keyboards.
Oh.
Oh, you.
Wait, oh. Now you're implying Van has herpes.
I know.
How do you think my laptop got it? It was on my lap.
Did you actually have antivirus software?
Yeah, I've got virus barrier, I think. You know, and when I got it, it was part of a package. It was one of those Mac deals where, you know, for $20 you get like 80 pieces of software. And I thought, you know, I'm never going to use this thing. And then all of a sudden it tripped off and there was some file that, it was like a Word doc that a Windows user sent to me. And it was, when I opened it in my email, it told me I had a virus.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's about time. Been waiting for the virus community to attack the Apple people so they could stop saying that smug, we don't get viruses.
I mean, it's gonna happen. I mean, the more people start,
they say it like Muppets.
Yeah, they do sound like Muppets. I'm also waiting for the scientific community to make energy out of poop. I don't know what you're waiting for. There's got to be a way to do it. Get it done.
Aren't they trying to do it out of methane?
Poop.
Yeah.
I want to be able to shit in a bag and then drive to the store. That's what I want to do.
Well, you can
you
do
can
that.
Shit in a bag and drive to the store right now.
That's how I do my shopping. I take my little shit bag with me and I try to pay with it. What can you give me for this?
I want the shit in the bag and I want the shit in the bag to power my trip to the store.
Hello, sir. Do you take shit in the bag?
Tim, I think you can probably do it if you also pour gasoline into the bag with your shit.
I don't want to pour gasoline into the bag with my shit.
Well, then what if you eat gasoline? I'm just trying to get you to eat gasoline.
I want you to basically is what I'm saying.
Please die. Expeditiously.
I'm picking on subtle clues that Andy would like to kill me. Alright, again, another joke from Tim. Oh. Didn't really go over that well. That's
so,
all right.
You got my greeting card that said, Tim, I'd like to kill you?
Yes, and the skywriter who ridden above my apartment.
Hey, if we get rid of Tim and replace him with Van, we could have VanCast.
We could.
Heyo.
No.
See, that's one thing I always know. You guys can never get rid of me no matter how much I suck because I'm the only vowel.
That's not true. We'll just pick somebody else and use the vowel in their name. So if it was like Jeff, it would be 10-cast because there's an E in Jeff. And so instead of capitalizing the G at the beginning of his name, just capitalize the E right after the G.
There's more than one Andy out there. We'll find him.
Or we'll just make the next person call. Listen, you're Andy for the purposes of this show.
No one would ever believe it. They'd be too.
That'd be like in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where they just replace somebody. Don't even talk about it.
Oh, the mother.
Yeah. Aunt Vivian. Yeah. Doesn't Will like hang a lampshade on it one time? Like, Aunt Vivian, you look different.
Does he? I don't know.
I know they did that on Roseanne where they replaced the blonde sister, and then they were watching the very closing credits of that episode with the first one with the new blonde sister. They were watching Bewitched, and it was the one where it was like whatever
one
the actor
the Barons,
that changed on
yeah.
Bewitched that used
Dick
to be
York
guy,
to
or,
Dick
yeah.
Sargent.
What?
Dick York to Dick Sargent or vice
yes.
versa.
And they're like, "What? Now, why would they think you could just change the actor and nobody would know?" Like, they were sitting around sitting on the couch and debating for a long time, and then the new Becky walks in and says something, and then they all kind of turn to the camera and go like, "Wah, wah."
Wasn't that the girl from Scrubs? Didn't she replace the sister for a bit?
Did she?
I thought she was
really?
On the show for...
Help me, IMDb.
Dan, what do you got?
Looking it up right now. That's my IMDb music.
It's nice.
I love it. Oh, she was Becky.
All right, Sam. That's the blonde one.
Yep.
Okay. That's the one
so
they replaced.
So she was the one who replaced, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, there you go.
Delicious. I think someone's cooking something.
People do that, Tim.
I do that. I made a delicious shrimp concoction.
And now you're going to get the shits.
Why?
I don't know, because you don't fucking know how to cook.
Fucking bitch, I know how to cook. I cook more meals than you did over the last 2 years. Why don't you suck on that?
What was that?
You know what I said.
I was coughing.
Yeah, coughing up a lung of not cooking.
Maybe it's time to wrap this motherfucker up.
I don't think that is true. I think you need to hear a few more poorly chosen words of abuse by me. Borderlining nonsensical.
I'm sure Van's got shit to do, like sleep.
Yeah, it's way late over there. We should wrap
it's like
this up.
Midnight there, isn't it?
I'm still stunned that the Scrubs girl was on Roseanne.
So am I.
And the girl from Austin, wanna... lesbian scene with Angelina Jolie. There you go.
Speaking of the Scrubs girl, anybody else get a little bit tight in the pants when she starts yelling at people in German on Scrubs?
Nope.
No.
Okay, just me.
Van?
No. No.
Good, but I'm still special. I'm unique. I'm like a snowflake.
A retarded snowflake.
A yellow snowflake.
Oh.
That implies that somebody peed up into the air to get that snowflake before it landed.
Yeah, doesn't everybody do that?
That's some sharp shooting.
Some people are talented. I'm just saying, some people are talented.
Some people have
There's still a snowflake on the ground.
It becomes kind of a snow blob.
No, it doesn't. It's a snowflake. Thanks for playing.
Andy fail.
Tim's mean.
We have some great parting gifts for you. You'll be receiving Shut the Fuck Up.
And some Crocs.
New from Kellogg's. Shut the Fuck Up.
And some Crocs.
Yes, we heard you.
We're sorry.
Say it again, Noah.
And some Crocs.
There it is. there goes Noah's mic. We need to sign off now. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much, Van, for coming on and joining us for Late Night Tancast. Oh, yeah.
You guys are even better at late night. Thank you.
Because we can scarcely get any worse.
Mm-hmm. No, it was good. It's always fun to hang with you guys.
Yeah. Always good to have you on, man. And now that the mutual dick sucking is over, shall we sign off?
Jesus Christ, Andy!
No, Van, actually, we really do look forward to having you on, so.
Do you have a sneak peek of what's going to be on the next NetCot?
I'm not telling them to take it back. I kind of liked it. I'm just saying. I got no preview whatsoever for the next NetCot.
That's right. It's a special mystery episode.
There will be a NetCot.
I can't even tell you when the next one's going to happen. I'll be traveling for a few weeks, so maybe a month from now.
No, you're going to have to not assume that any of us can respond to you, okay?
I think he said, what's going to happen to all your loyal fans?
It sounded like he was in space yelling that to me, though.
No, like he's yelling it back from the future.
We should sign off because now we're only three.
We're VATcast. Well, no one can hear you saying that, so fuck you.
You should totally leave this in. Three of us having a conversation with four people, but you can't hear the fourth. You get to guess what were they saying.
You supply what you think.
Wow, Noah is just sucking a dick right now. I said that last time when he wasn't talking. Noah is eating a pile of pig shit.
Noah's commenting on how good the pig shit tastes.
Now he's wondering if he can fuel his car based on it.
I will accept pig shit, scientists, if that's how you want to power the world.
Why do you care about fuel shit?
Because we have an abundance of shit.
Abundance of a lot of things.
No, we don't have an abundance of a lot of things.
Yes, we do.
We make shit every day.
We are a fat nation. We eat a lot. We
all right,
have a lot
can,
of shit.
If you can power down pee, I'll accept pee. But I think shit would be better.
Oh, if everybody figures out how to power anything with saliva, I'm hooking my son up to it.
That's not going to last forever. He's not going to drool forever, son.
If you give him a shot to the head, he will.
Well, that has been achieved, sir. There were a couple of ceilings a little lower than I expected.
Oh. Do you remember when we were in Hawaii and that person was trying to get into the van and they had their baby in that baby backpack and they just go, wham, oh. Wham, wham! And we were like, Jesus Christ, stop it!
Really?
Yeah!
Wow.
I know!
All right, all this is going to have to get cut because Noah will not stop talking. And we will not stop responding to Noah.
I'll do my impression of Noah in the meantime, doing his voices like, really? Wow!
Spot on, sir. Spot on.
Noah just said that I do an excellent impression of him, and he's going to give me $50.
You know, you're doing your Noah impression saying Noah just said. I think you give it away.
Shut up, Andy.
Suck it, Tim. Thanks for being on, Van.
Anytime.
All right, I'm going to go blow my nose.
I'm going to go blow your mom.
What?
Noah just announced he's going to go blow his nose, everybody.
It's stuffy.
Okay.
Thanks for the update.
All right, now I'm going to stop recording. I'm glad I was able to record that Noah wanted to blow his nose. Yeah. And click. Thank you for listening to the second part of our two-part episode featuring our special super surprise guest, Van from the Netcod Podcast. Thank you, Van, for stopping by. Also, speaking of Disney podcasts, a special thank you to Kristen for the Mousestalgia Podcast, who gave me the ingenious idea of using a woman computerized voice to replace the parts where Noah wasn't recording. Brilliant! All right, a few housekeeping things before we go. Please vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please, please, please give us a comment or a rating at iTunes. We can use some more ratings and comments over there. Also, just we love to hear your feedback. Either at tancast.com, give us a comment, or email us if you have feedback, if you have show suggestions, or if you have tan laughs that you would like to hear on the show. Go ahead and shoot us an email. We always love to hear from you. Other than that, join us back here next week where who knows what could happen or who could drop by or what could be going on. Although it's probably going to be the same three idiots you normally hear, blathering on and on.
Tamcast.
I think you need to unplug your mic and then plug it back in, but you might want to save your Audacity file first because that it might...
crash.
Crash. Thank you.
All right. Give me a sec.
Now I don't feel so bad. Vab's a van. It could happen to anyone.
Oh. Hey, he's back.
Are you in a Mac 2 van?
I am.
So, do you normally record on a USB mic?
Yeah, yes.
And did that normally happen to you?
No.
Oh. You know what? I think I heard that the audio will sound fine, but just sounds messed up to everyone else.
But that first time, it sounded crappy on your recording, too.
No, I don't know, then. I got nothing.
We know you got nothing, so why don't you shut the fuck up?
That's...